Moments ago that the NATO summit in Brussels is over and President Trump has moved on to London, where he'll meet with the British Prime Minister. He'll be meeting on Monday in Helsinki, Finland, with Russian President Vladimir Putin, and he looked ahead to that meeting as he was leaving the NATO summit earlier.
We'll see what happens. Just a loose meeting. It's not going to be big schedule. I don't think it should take a very long period of time, and we'll see where it leads. But it could lead to productive, something very productive, and maybe it's not. But I think meeting with people is great.
Financial disclosure forms indicate President Trump's choice for the Supreme Court, Brett Kavanaugh, has spent thousands of dollars on baseball tickets. The appeals court judge racking up $200,000 in credit card debt for buying tickets for himself and his friends to see the Washington Nationals. A majority of Americans telling a Pew Research survey that Barack Obama was the best president of their lifetime. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
They haven't even recovered yet, but two movies about the dramatic rescue of the boys' soccer team and their coach from a flooded cave in Thailand are already in the works. Director John Hsu announcing yesterday he'll direct a film in association with L.A.-based Ivanhoe Pictures. The film company says Thailand's Navy and government are already cooperating in its production. Yesterday's announcement coming a day after Pure Flix Entertainment announced it's working on a film about the same subject. Authorities have arrested a California woman accused of beating a 91-year-old man on the 4th of July. USA Radio's Wendy King tells us more.
Lakeisha Jones of Los Angeles was booked for assault with a deadly weapon and is now being held in lieu of $200,000 bail. The man, Rodolfo Rodriguez, said he was out for a walk when a woman struck him with a concrete brick. Another passerby said she was almost hit by a brick as well. Investigators thought Rodriguez may have bumped into a little girl with Jones, sparking the confrontation. But Rodriguez said he bumped into no one. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And a controversial art display of an American flag with large black splotches on it, no longer flying at the University of Kansas after the governor, Jeff Collier, was among those who expressed outrage. The school's chancellor says it's been moved to the campus's Spencer Museum of Art. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio News with Chris.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning at 11:04. It is 80 degrees out, mostly cloudy. There's a slight chance of isolated showers today. Tonight it's going to be partly cloudy with some patchy fog. Friday will be mostly a repeat patchy fog in the morning, then mostly sunny. Saturday mostly sunny with a slight chance of thunderstorms, high of 87. Sunday slight chance of thunderstorms, high of 86. And Monday the chance of thunderstorms goes all the way up to 30% with a high of 87.
Thank you. this music have something to do with the World Cup?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, I was trying to guess.
No, I would. You'll recognize it.
It kind of does. Isn't France still in the World Cup?
Croatia.
Isn't France?
Oh, you're right. It is. Croatia and France.
Now there you go. Very, very topical.
Well, actually, it's because of Saturday. What Saturday is?
Oh, Bastille Day?
Yes.
Really? You celebrate Bastille Day?
Don't you?
No. Absolutely not. I was on the side of the kings.
Your mother didn't have the slightest urge to call you Pierre?
We're not going to go there today
because we have bad
memories.
Sorry.
If any memories. Good morning and welcome to The Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, we're less than a week away from the start of our outdoor summer concert series. We have the full schedule for you. The youth services and the adult summer reading clubs are in mid-season form. It's not too late to join and get in on the fun. Jennifer says some people are like slinkies. They don't really have a purpose, but they still bring a smile to your face when you push them down the stairs. Save money with your library card, the HDL Amateur Photography Show. All that and trivia on today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim. That's a pretty bold statement considering we're on the second floor.
What? So you're saying I don't have a purpose?
No, I'm teasing you.
I don't know if I do have a purpose. I was a little hurt this week, Jennifer.
Why?
The county newsletter came out, and they always list birthdays for the month of July. I've only worked here 31 years.
And they skipped mine last October, too. So.
What the heck? Here I'm thinking I'm making a difference here in Hunterdon County. And then they remember my birthday.
Oh, Jim, I play something so regal, you know, majestic and royal for you.
And I just blew it. So how does one celebrate Bastille Day?
I don't know. Well, Frenchtown, I'm sure, has.
So in France, it's a huge day. It's like their Independence Day?
I believe so. It's the one of the Bastille.
See, now that's a true Independence Day. If you missed last week's library show,
you're lucky.
I made a very valid point about why July 4th should not be our nation's birthday. But Bastille Day, right?
Right.
It was a big riot?
Yes.
And then they were immediately independent? Because what, did they kill the king or something?
Yes.
But the Bastille was a jail or something, isn't that correct?
It was, yes.
So tell me the story of the Bastille. What happened on this date? What year did it happen?
I'm going to look it up for you right now. You've seen Les Mis, right?
That wasn't Bastille Day, Jennifer. That was the June Rebellions.
But they had
that was after Bastille Day.
Right, but they were in a jail.
They were never in jail in Les Mis. Should I go over the whole story for you?
I know. He was in... you were there. He wasn't in jail.
24601. Well, technically he was in jail in the beginning.
Yeah.
But he got out right at the very beginning.
Right.
But he didn't revolt.
All right. We went through this last year. I think we go through this every year.
I don't remember. If we'd went through it, I probably would remember, Jennifer.
On May 19th, 1789.
Just give me the abridged version.
1989. Good grief.
So this is after the American Revolution, huh?
It is. It's right at the end.
See, that's why...
It commemorates the storming of the Bastille and the unity of the French people.
It was a big issue here in America, I know, because...
But the unity, it didn't really happen until a year later.
Okay.
But it was on the same day.
Did they kill the king or something? What did they do specifically?
And they stormed the Bastille. I'm getting to that. Late on the...
Our good friend and listener, Kiko.
Please, Kiko.
Mario is listening. He knew it was 1789 right off the bat. And he's from Puerto Rico, Jennifer.
I don't see anything.
And he knows this.
I don't see anything about shooting a president, although in 2002 on Bastille Day.
So what, prisoners escaped? What is the jail got? Or did they break out prisoners in the jail? Was there a...
Well, if you'd let me read the sentence when you told me to abridge it. On May 19th, Louis XVI invited the general estates to air their grievances. One of the three estates in France decided
to
break...
Add a little life to this.
Decided to break away from the other two, the Catholic clergy and the nobility. The third estate took on the tennis court oath, swearing not to separate until a constitution had been established.
You might as well be talking Greek. That's why I wanted to paraphrase for my simple mind here, Jennifer.
They wanted a French constitution.
And then what happened on July 14th?
The Bastille held a large cache of ammunition, gunpowder.
Okay, now we're getting to the meat of the story.
Political prisoners whose writing had displeased the royal government, and thus was a symbol of the absolution of the monarchy. So they were. There was nobody who actually was murdered. Defenders were killed. 200 attackers. Just one defender died during the initial fight, but then 200 others were killed in ensuing fights. Shortly after the storming, late on the evening of August 4th, feudalism was abolished. On August 26th, the Declaration of Rights was proclaimed. So I'd have to say this really isn't French Independence Day either. Again, it was a
symbolic gesture, like the 4th of July, like the signing of the Declaration of Independence.
Exactly.
So Kiko said they got into this trouble because France intervened in the American Revolution. That's kind of what triggered this chain of events, which is interesting.
Kiko,
right?
If you didn't listen to last week, would you please listen to last week and Jim's treatise on Independence Day and weigh in on it? You can email me.
So my point last week to all our listeners was I thought our nation's birthday should be September 3rd, which was the day that the Treaty of Paris was signed, officially making us independent country. July 4th was when independence was conceived.
It was the Treaty of Paris, given what Kiko just said.
Was conceived. And I don't care what France does. I'm talking about our country. So no one's birthday is the day they were conceived. People's birthdays are the day they were actually born. I think I make a solid point here. So, I mean, they could have said, okay, we're free, but they weren't free, were they, Jennifer? They had to fight for that freedom.
Exactly.
We could just say that now. I mean, just make any comment that doesn't mean it's true unless you... So, I mean, there was a good chance we would have lost that war. We probably should have lost that war, Jennifer.
Okay.
How did a group of farmers and untrained soldiers beat the biggest army on the face of the earth? How did that happen?
You got to have heart, Jim. And with that, we're
going to
go...
Because righteousness was on our side?
We're going to go to
Wait, I'm still making a point here.
You continue to make a point.
Go ahead.
I was going to help you.
Thought you liked talking about history.
I do, but golly.
But golly what? You don't like somebody thinking outside the box?
I do. I just am not sure how far out of the box you are. Kiko, please.
Okay, we're going to go to our first commercial break. We'll come back with something completely different, we promise, right after these messages.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
We just lost Kika. Good job, Jennifer. We had one live listener, and only one thing could have scared him away.
And that was Kiko, give him a break. It's his
Sir
birthday.
Sir Paul McCartney.
Give him a break. It's his birthday.
From the White Album, singing Birthday. Okay, it's time for Today in History. Sir Paul can sing behind me. This time every week, I ask Jennifer questions about events that happened on this date. Today is July 12th. I'll give her some events that happened on July 12th in years past, and she knows what they are. Or I'll ask a trivia question about them. I'll also give her some names of people who were born on July 12th or who have died on July 12th and see if she knows who they are just by hearing their names. Let's go back to July 12th, Jennifer. 1543, King Henry VIII, Jennifer, marries Catherine Parr. That's his last wife, Jennifer. My question to you is, how many wives did King Henry VIII have?
Eight.
The correct answer is six. Catherine Parr was his sixth and last wife.
Oh, he's the eighth, Henry VIII.
Right.
But,
Kiko disagrees with my thing that July 4th should not be the... should not be the nation's birthday. He thinks he strongly argues it. July 4th should be the nation's birthday because if it didn't work, we would have been a short-lived country anyway. And it wouldn't have mattered. It would have been lost to history. I have to grudgingly admit that's a good point. Okay, Jennifer, 1776. Captain James Cook, begins his third voyage. Could you describe to me his third voyage or anything about it?
Bermuda.
Incorrect.
He died on it.
That is correct. Captain Cook did not survive to see the end of his third voyage. He was murdered in Hawaii.
Up the wrong side of it.
Yes. He actually landed on the Pacific coast of America at one point. This was 1776, the same year we had just declared independence, 8 days earlier. So I'm sure he didn't know anything about that. But he's the first one to go to Hawaii. And then he went back to Hawaii after visiting the west coast of America and got into an argument with the natives. And unfortunately, it was killed, Jennifer.
Never argue with the natives.
Okay, Jennifer, big death. A founding father died on this date in 1804. From gunshot wounds he received the day before.
Aaron Burr.
You always get the wrong
Hamilton.
Side of this.
Good grief.
Alexander Hamilton was shot by Aaron Burr in a duel on July 11th. Died on this date in 1804. One of the great founding fathers, probably one of the most important founding fathers just because of establishing the Federal Bank. Was probably the most important thing that probably happened back then and made us a real country. Jefferson, of course, wanted to, he wanted to be an agricultural society, but you know, the Southern system didn't work, Jennifer.
We're going to count.
On slaves was not the way to build a country.
Can we have a drinking game with you know?
With you know? What's that mean?
You've said it a lot today.
Sure.
Thanks.
Go ahead. Write them down if you want.
No, I don't. Go ahead.
Oops. Okay. Born on this date in 100 BC, Julius Caesar.
He was a Roman emperor. He was traditional. The tradition is that he was murdered on March 15th.
You know what year?
No.
44 BC. Has it any other important things Julius Caesar might
he
have
did been? A lot of things.
All right, we'll move on.
Yeah.
1854, George Eastman. George Eastman was born.
Kodak?
You're right. He founded Eastman Kodak. Kodak's still a company? I'm assuming it still is.
Yeah.
Okay. 1895, Jennifer. Oscar Hammerstein II was born.
Oh, how curious, because it was Richard Rodgers' birthday last week.
It's not that curious. It was the same day or something.
Like a week later, exactly a week later. He was the lyricist. No, he was the...
He was a lyricist,
yes.
No, I think he wrote the music.
Yeah.
No, he was a lyricist. You're right. He was a lyricist.
The Sound of Music.
Sound of Music is correct.
If I go down too far, I'm going to get Rodgers and Hart and Rodgers and Hammerstein mixed up.
I think his other biggest one was Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, okay.
1908, Milton Berle was born.
He was Mr. TV, Mr.
That's correct.
Yeah, that was a crossword clue. He was an entertainer. I don't know.
Comedian. He had a variety show.
One of the
most popular show on TV in the infancy of television, the Milton Berle show. I believe Elvis Presley first performed live on the Milton Berle show. I may be wrong, but I think I'm right. 1917, Andrew Wyeth was born.
Interesting. He was...
No, what's so interesting about that?
Well, because he was an American artist from the Brandywine region in Pennsylvania.
Have you visited that area?
I have. I've been to the museum. But one of his famous paintings, Christina's World, our old friend Christina Baker Klein, not old but long-time friend Christina Baker Klein, the author of The Orphan Train, wrote a book based on that last year.
Very good. Did you read it?
I did.
Was it good?
It was good, yes.
Okay, his father, of course, was N.C. Wyeth, another famous illustrator.
He did a lot of children's books.
Yes. One of my favorite paintings is by N.C. Wyeth, painted down in Beach Haven, Long Beach Island. It's called The Giants. There's some kids playing on the beach with an epic sky above head and the clouds and the formation of a giant walking by. Ever see it?
Yes.
Great, great painting. 1943, Christine McVie.
She was a rock star.
Mm.
It just went out of my head. It just zipped right through. Oh, from the 80s especially. It just went right through, tell me.
She was one of the Macs in Fleetwood Mac.
Yes, but then there was something else she did on her own.
Probably. She probably had a solo career. But most famous for being in Fleetwood Mac, married to, I believe it was John McVie.
Yes.
And then in 1951, finally, Cheryl Ladd was born.
I'm trying to find a Christina V. She was a model, an actress. She one of the original Charlie's Angels.
Wasn't original. She replaced Farrah Fawcett.
She replaced Farrah Fawcett.
And I couldn't remember anything else she did. She must have been in other things, but I don't know what they were. And then finally, one person who died on this date, Jennifer Alexander Cartwright, died on this date, July 12th, 1892.
So did Alexander Hamilton. Okay. I don't know who Alexander Cartwright is.
You're drawing, trying to draw comparisons to very obscure things.
I know.
Alexander Cartwright, controversially, the father of American baseball. Supposedly invented it.
How about that?
After Doubleday was found to be, who claimed to invent baseball, found to be a big liar, Jennifer. While we're talking about this, I don't know why Alexander reminded me of this. I saw you would love this. I saw a fascinating documentary. It's only like 45 minutes long. On Penn Station, Pennsylvania Station, New York City.
Mm-hmm. Did you?
Fascinating.
What was fascinating?
I didn't know anything about this. So Pennsylvania Station, I'll try to paraphrase. So Pennsylvania Station, so the owner, his last name, I think it was Alexander Cassatt, Jennifer, was the president of the Pennsylvania Railroad. And he was taking a trip to Europe, to France, to visit his sister, coincidentally, the very famous painter, Mary Cassatt. So he gets frustrated because the trains don't go into Manhattan. They have to stop in Weehawken, and you got to take ferries over to Manhattan.
They're delightful.
What?
They're delightful. The Weehawken ferry. Have you ever been on it?
No.
It's delightful.
No. Well, he didn't hate it. Like, the train would stop there, and thousands of people had to get on these ferries, and they had to dodge all the water traffic in the Hudson. So he's the president of the Pennsylvania Railroad. He goes, I want to build a train station in Manhattan because it's frustrating me that I get this close to Manhattan and I can't get into Manhattan. So while he's in Europe, there's a huge train station in France that uses tunnels. So he gets the idea that he's going to tunnel under the Hudson River, tunnel under the East River, and then build a big train station in Manhattan. So it was called the Tenderloin section of Manhattan, which is another interesting story. But he has people secretly buy up all the land for like two blocks, like two square blocks in this Tenderloin section. And then they level it all. And so the another interesting part is to build these tunnels under the Hudson River. In 1906, this is, Jennifer, the original Penn Station opened in 1910. So in 1906, they're building these tunnels under the Hudson River with these steel bars and compressed air so the water doesn't come through. So in 1906, they start in Weehawken, they start in Manhattan, and they build this tunnel. And the engineer was so good, he missed by 1/16th of an inch.
Wow.
Like hitting it perfectly, meeting the two tunnels.
Wow.
Which I say, even today, is almost impossible. And in 1906, it was unbelievable. So they got the tunnels built. So he builds this gorgeous train station in Manhattan. The original Penn Station, have you ever been in it?
Yes.
You have? The original ones?
Yes.
Because I think it went down in the early 60s.
Oh, no. No, but I've seen pictures.
Okay, you've seen pictures.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I've been in the one before this one was remodeled. Yeah.
It was all privately funded.
Right.
Like Pennsylvania Railroad, bit of the South. There was no government funding. They built this mammoth, one of the most beautiful buildings you'll ever see with these huge vaulted ceilings. And
right.
People that came into the station, you know, loved it because they felt like royalty coming to this beautiful building. So it was like probably one of the greatest buildings in New York City for three or four decades until people stopped using trains so much. And since it was a privately funded enterprise, they were losing money on it. They just demolished it and built Madison Square Garden. And they sold it and built Madison Square Garden on top. But this most beautiful building, but the good part about it, even though that was terrible, because people couldn't believe it. Well, they're not going to demolish Penn Station. It's gorgeous. And then they demolished it. It made them realize we can't do this anymore. We've got to save our great buildings.
Oh, but they tried it again 10 years later.
Well, they say that's what saved Grand Central Station. They said, we're not going to lose these. What? Why are you shaking your head?
That's not what saved Grand Central.
What saved Grand Central?
It was a court battle. And
right.
Having it declared. But Penn Station wasn't the impetus necessarily.
According to this documentary, it was.
Oh, that's good.
Well, the court battle.
I'm sure it was one thing.
Yes, because these group wanted to save all the landmarks to spare it from the fate that Penn Station had.
Right.
It most certainly did save Grand Central Station.
Okay.
In a roundabout way.
Yes.
As well as many other buildings in New York City. So that's my story about Penn Station. Where were we?
I'm playing Got a Hold on Me by Christina McVie.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Happy birthday.
So you're a big... I'm not a big Fleetwood Mac fan.
Oh, that's... Yeah. This is from 1984. Okay, so what did I do today for trivia?
You did something?
I did.
Good.
But it's not necessarily trivia. It's not really...
We have lots of trivia on today's program because we had trivia last night at Lone Eagle,
a
summer edition. And I have some trivia for Jennifer later on as well. But we've got to talk about some library things, at least the summer concerts.
All right. Well, let me talk about my
Let's
little...
do your trivia
because it's very little bit. I took 714 and looked it up in many different places.
Babe Ruth's home run total.
Is it?
See, even have that one.
That one didn't come up.
But 714 was the man of home runs Babe Ruth hit.
You should see what I found. Do you know? Can you do the Roman numeral?
714? Oh, that would be D.
Yep.
CC.
Yep.
X.
Yep.
IV.
Very good. It is also the area code. Do you know from where?
714. Oh, that's familiar. It's not Charlotte, North Carolina. 714, Atlanta, Georgia.
Southern California, beyond Los Angeles County, okay. During the 1960s
Clever.
And 70s. It was reduced in size until it was just part of Orange County. It is also the colloquial name for Quaaludes, originating from the number that was originally stamped on the tablets. It was the number on the Dragnet badge. It is the number of the form for the annual electric balancing authority area and planning area for the Federal Energy Regulation Commission.
What is that?
I have no idea. It is Bauscher versus Sinar, 478 U.S. 714, 1986, a Supreme Court case decided July 7th, 1986. In order to eliminate the federal budget deficit, Congress enacted the Balanced Budget and Emergency Deficit Control Act. And then it's also some sort of gene code that encodes the C-chain polypeptide of serum complement. I'm not even going to pretend I understand what that means.
Okay. And Babe Ruth hit 714 home runs in his career.
How curious. That didn't come up.
The Great Bambino. The Sultan of Swat. The Colossus of Clout.
Curious. That did not come up.
Okay, we have summer concerts at the Hunter County Library. It's 11:32. Jim Gannot and his show, Taking Care of Business, will be coming to you at the top of the hour, 12 noon. But before then, I want to tell you about our summer concerts at the Hunterdon County Library, which are starting next Wednesday, July 18th. We do this every year. It's sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. These are free outdoor concerts. Bring a blanket or chair, or a blanket and chair. Your family, a picnic dinner, and join us for a nice summer evening with some great music. We have five concerts this year, three at the Hunterdon County Library headquarters on Route 12 in Flemington, and two at the North County Branch Library at 65 Halstead Street in Clinton. All concerts start at 6:30 p.m. All concerts are on alternating Wednesdays. So here we go, starting July 18th at the Hunterdon County Library. We start off with Due South. They're one of New Jersey's top country bands, performing new and classic country, as well as southern and classic rock. This is a band we've had before indoors, and we're having them outdoors. They were at Community Day and very popular, so that's Due South. We head up to the North County Branch Library on July 25th for the Summer Swing Orchestra. This is one of the original bands we've had every year at our summer concert series. They're very popular as well. They'll play the popular big band hits of the 1940s for your dancing and listening pleasure. August 1st, we're back at the Hunterdon County Library headquarters on Route 12 for the Blauenberg Band. They were founded in 1890 and part of a great tradition that began when towns depended upon their own people to provide live music. This is one of the oldest community bands in the state. And they'll be performing patriotic marches and other big brass numbers. Always very popular as well. Back up to the North County Branch Library on August 8th. For Raritan Valley Recovery, this is a bluegrass and folk group, but they also play pop, country, a wide array of music. Jennifer, Raritan Valley Recovery, a new band for our summer concert series. And then we wrap it all up on August 15th at the Hunterdon County Library headquarters with Ray Vaughn, a band that features the music of Buddy Holly and Roy Orbison, along with other classic early rock and roll songs. Ray Vaughn's shows are always, always a crowd pleaser. So very happy to present the summer concert series again at the Hunterdon County Library. Hope to see you there for one or all of the shows. It's always a lot of fun. Jennifer will probably be there for a couple, hopefully.
Yes. Definitely for Rayvon.
Cool. Okay.
Okay.
I have some trivia if you'd like.
Okay, I might like.
Otherwise, is there anything you need to, any business you need to take care of over there?
I do want to say on 2 weeks from today, Jim Thatch will not be here, but I will welcome author Lucy Burdett, a.k.a. Roberta Islieb, on the phone to talk about her new book.
Great. I'm gonna, so. Our listeners will get a nice break from my voice. I'm sure that'll be most welcome.
Yes.
But before then, I'm gonna talk on, Jennifer. Okay, I have some. I actually have a lot of trivia, so we'll see how it goes. Almost all of it from last night. The library fielded a team again, which featured Adrian and Tom Gardner. Tom Gardner, someone I have not seen in 17 years.
Well, there's something she didn't mention.
17 years since I've seen Tom Gardner.
Wow.
Used to be a reference librarian at the Hunterdon County Library.
Was it just the two of them or were other people on it?
There was a big library team. Dana Neubauer from our North County branch, as well as Terry Edwards from our North County branch. Amy Walsko and her husband were there as well. They had a big team. And
good.
They came in fourth or fifth place.
Only fourth or fifth?
Out of 14 teams, it's pretty good.
I would have thought with Tom on the team, they would have taken
They did very well, but one team really, really aced it last night. But they did well. The team my daughter was on, I think, came in one place behind them. So they had bragging rights. Okay, Jennifer, what state is Tombstone in, the site of the gunfight at the OK Corral? Tombstone.
I'm thinking one or two. Arizona.
Arizona is correct.
Oh, yes.
In the game Chutes and Ladders, Jennifer, are there more chutes or are there more ladders?
Ladders.
There are 10 chutes. There are 9 ladders. Prince Harry, what is his official title?
The Duke of Sussex.
Very good. How'd you know that?
I just know it.
The Man with No Name movie trilogy, Jennifer, starring Clint Eastwood, consists of 3 movies. A Fistful of Dollars, For a Few Dollars More, and The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Jennifer, in Jaws, Quint tells a story about a naval ship that he served on during World War II.
What's the name of the naval ship?
Name of the ship, please.
Nope. And we've played that clip on the air.
One of the greatest scenes
I know,
in
we've
movie
played
history,
it.
The USS Indianapolis, which was a true story about a naval ship. In World War II, that was sunk by a Japanese ship, and then the ensuing chaos. In the 1980s, Jennifer, scientists discovered a hole in the ozone. Over what continent?
Antarctica.
Very good.
The continent that you don't think exists.
I know. And The Green Mile, Jennifer, did you see that movie?
I did not.
You did not see The Green Mile? Then you will not get this. Well, you can take a guess. They play a Fred Astaire movie. It's part of the plot. At the beginning and at the end of that movie. What Fred Astaire movie? A clip of it. Dancing cheek to cheek. Top Hat. You ever watch the series Happy Days?
Yes.
What is Potsy's first name?
Warren.
Very good. Warren
Weber.
Within 3 days, Jennifer, what day is Jackie Robinson Day in Major League Baseball? Where all players honor him by wearing his retired number 44.
Nope.
Not even a guess?
September 8th.
April 15th. That was opening day, I guess, back in the 40s. April 15th. Every player on every team wears number 42, Jennifer. Okay, Jennifer, on Jeopardy, the game show Jeopardy, what does Alex Trebek call the thing that the contestants hold and use to buzz in with? What does he call it every time, without fail? He calls it a signaling device.
Hmm.
No? Yes? Do you watch Jeopardy?
I haven't watched it in years.
Okay. Okay, people struggled with this, Jennifer, but I have a feeling you were going to nail this.
Okay.
Ready? Finish the proverb. I'm going to give you the first half of a proverb.
Okay.
You tell me the end. A fool and his money
are soon parted.
Spare the rod.
Spoil the child.
It takes a thief.
To catch one.
To catch a thief. Very good. He who pays the piper.
I thought it was he who dances with the devil pays the piper.
He who pays the piper calls the tune. Make hay while
the sun shines.
The hand that rocks the cradle.
Stirs the no.
The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Fools rush in
where angels fear to tread.
Better to light a candle
than sit in the dark.
Then curse the darkness. A thing of beauty
is forever.
Is a joy forever. Don't throw the baby out
with the bathwater.
A miss is as good as
a mile.
Very good. Little strokes.
Something big, folks.
Fell great oaks. Old soldiers never die.
They just fade away.
Never tell tales.
Out of school.
Enough is as good as?
I guess, no,
A feast. Many are called.
But few are chosen.
Still waters.
Run deep.
Faint heart never.
One fair lady.
Very good. No one can make you feel inferior.
Without your permission.
Without your consent. Very good. And finally, nature abhors.
A vacuum.
Very good. Why is that funny?
Because we're cleaning out areas in the library that haven't been looked at in years. And there is stuff stashed all over.
I think you only missed
place.
Like four or five. That's impressive.
Thank you.
Now, this is a little harder. People struggle with this one, Jennifer. You watch movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm going to give you just the name of a movie, and you're going to tell me an actress in that movie that was nominated for Best Supporting Actress and also the role she played.
Oh, good grief.
Stop. It can't all be easy, Jennifer. So if I said My Cousin Vinny.
Marissa Tomei, and she was the girlfriend. Oh, what the heck is her name? Oh, I can see her. I can hear her saying, Vinny, my biological clock is ticking.
Her name was Mona Lisa Vito.
Vito.
How about Apollo 13?
I have no idea. I know Kevin Bacon was in it.
Kevin Bacon, you have a crush on Kevin. What about Tom Hanks?
Yeah, him too.
Kathleen Quinlan as Marilyn Lovell. How about Blazing Saddles?
Madeline Kahn.
Very good.
I don't know what her name
is. Lily von Stoop. I don't know how someone from Blazing Saddles gets nominated for an Academy Award, but how about Les Miserables?
No.
No? Anne Hathaway as Fantine. Don't you know the story of Les Mis?
Apparently not. Okay. If you listen to the beginning of the show.
The Miracle Worker.
For Helen Keller.
Correct. Almost Famous. This is probably a movie you
but
never
can I just
saw.
Say one? Go back to Patty Duke. Many years later, she did a remake of it, and she played Annie Sullivan. And Melissa Gilbert played Helen Keller. I don't know Almost Famous.
Almost Famous was Kate Hudson as Penny Lane. Dances with Wolves. Yeah,
Kevin Costner was in that.
Yes.
I don't know who the woman was.
Mary McDonnell as Stands with Fist. Chicago.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Very good.
As she wasn't Roxy, she was the other one.
Velma Kelly. Ghost.
Whoopi Goldberg?
Yes.
She did win the...
Oda Mae Brown. And then finally, The Aviator.
Alan Alda, Leonardo DiCaprio. I don't know the woman.
Kate Blanchett as Katharine Hepburn.
If I tried,
did you see that?
Yeah, I did. I should have tried harder.
I forgot one bonus general trivia question for you, Jennifer. The Great Horse Man of War.
Yes.
Only lost one time in his career to what aptly named horse? You have a choice of four. Was the horse's name What a Surprise, Upset, Some Miracle, or Shocker?
Upset.
Upset is correct. Very good. Did you
Thank
know
you.
That?
I did. And my condolences on This year's Triple Crown winner, Justify?
Yes.
Not running on the Haskell.
Yes, I know.
I'm sorry.
I've heard.
I'm sorry for your loss. Let's take a quick commercial break, and I will sharpen my pen, and we'll be right back.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry. Jim Gano will be in 9 minutes to take care of some business.
A little more trivia for you.
Okay.
If you're interested.
Okay.
That's a yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jennifer. Oh, wait, you did that one. Okay. 10 questions. All of the answers have something to do with a car.
Okay.
What fictional town is the setting for the Pixar movie Cars?
Oh, it doesn't have a car name in it.
That's something about a car.
I don't know. Detroit.
Radiator Springs. What is another name for a cornucopia?
Horn of Plenty.
Horn of Plenty. Understand now?
Got it.
What Australian rock band's biggest hits were Beds Are Burning and Blue Sky Mine? You know either of those songs?
I'm singing How Can We Dance When the Beds Are Burning.
That's the song. Who sang it?
I don't know.
Midnight Oil. What is the name of the park on the southern tip of Manhattan?
Battery Park.
Correct. What story can be traced back to a 10th century Italian folktale called The False Grandmother?
Sing or something. Dead air's not good.
The answer is Little Red Riding Hood.
Hood.
The False Grandmother. Grandmother. What nursery rhyme character utters the line, "What a good boy am I"?
Tom Thumb?
Little Jack?
Horner.
Horner.
Hornigan.
No, Jack.
Oh, Jack.
Get it?
Get it.
Jack. Jennifer. What NBA team plays their home games at Little Caesars Arena?
The Pistons.
The Detroit Pistons is correct. What 1970s country and rock and roll musician had hits with Wasted Days and Wasted Nights? And Before the Next Teardrop Falls? Freddie Fender. What was the name of the restaurant on the top floor of the North Tower of the World Trade Center.
Windows on the World.
Very good. And then this billiard game is played on a rectangular or octagonal table and features an array of obstacles.
Bumper pool.
Very good. That is correct. Okay, then, Jennifer, how many people can you name that signed the Declaration of Independence?
Not
you
many.
You didn't need to name any, but let me just see how many you can name.
Why didn't I need to name any?
No, you didn't have to need to name many.
Oh, name many. John Hancock.
That is one. I'll tell you when you get to the magic number.
Thomas Jefferson.
That is two. Remember, you can't make any mistakes here.
I don't think George Washington did. Did he? Okay, let's
see. I can't tell you.
All right, I'll say George Washington.
That's incorrect.
He didn't do it. I just said he didn't do
it. Okay, then keep going. I can't help you either way, Jennifer.
I know. I don't know.
Come up with 2 out of 56?
Yeah.
I'm a little surprised at you,
because Jennifer. Because the obvious, like Ben Franklin didn't sign it.
Ben Franklin most certainly did sign it.
Oh, he did sign it. Okay. Alexander Hamilton, let's say he
didn't
sign it.
He did not sign it. The other two obvious ones, Jennifer. John Adams.
And John Quincy Adams.
No. And Samuel Adams.
Oh, sit down, John. Sit down. For God's sake, John, sit down.
Samuel Adams. And then a whole host of other people. Only one other U.S. president, I believe, signed in. That was Benjamin Harrison. And then after that, Richard Stockton from New Jersey. I mean, some people did know it. Some people knew that Richard Henry Lee signed, and Caesar Rodney, and John Witherspoon, and knew a lot of that. But that was, you only needed to name five. Only needed to name five. And I believe the library team missed it. I believe they wrote Hamilton as the fifth and did not.
No, I knew he didn't.
A lot of people wrote Patrick Henry as well.
I knew he didn't.
So
Benjamin Franklin trips me up.
Why?
Because I think he didn't. And
why,
he didn't.
Why wouldn't he?
I don't know. I don't know.
I think Washington is the one that would trip people up, or Hamilton. But they were out fighting a war, Jennifer.
Yes.
The war was already going on.
Yes, it was.
Washington, I believe, was in New York trying to keep the British out of New York or something. He was a little busy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's all I have.
That's all you have.
That was a lot.
We're going to end on that.
Well, it's not my fault you're not patriotic and don't know the Declaration of Independence. You only know two signers of the Declaration of Independence.
Now I know five.
You got to say, you got to give John Hancock credit. I mean, that's got to be one of the gutsiest moves in the history of anybody. You know, the picture under guts in the dictionary should be John Hancock, because all those people were pretty much signing their death warrants. If you're signing this declaration, you're telling England, you know, kill me.
But how long is it going to be before England finds out?
And everybody wrote it real small, so maybe he can't make out my name, but Hancock whipped his name out so he could read it without his glasses. That's a gutsy move. Here's to you, John Hancock. What else did John Hancock do besides that?
Okay.
Don't you agree?
Yes, I certainly do.
Okay, we have 3 minutes left. We should probably mention our summer reading clubs, Jennifer.
Okay, well, there's a magician at the library this afternoon at headquarters. At 2 o'clock or at 3 o'clock, Brian Richards, be a rock star and read. It's for ages 3 and up only, and I'm uncertain if there are any tickets remaining. But call 788-1432 to find out if there are. But next Thursday at 9:30 at headquarters, there's going to be a traveling farm with Quiver Farms, and that's going to be outside, so there'll be no tickets.
So everyone, all are welcome.
Yes, so come pet a horse, see a duck. Did you go out last year and see them?
Yes, I did.
That's good.
Do you love animals, Jennifer? No?
I like giraffes.
You like giraffes? Oh, you are going to love the August bookmark thing.
Really?
I had to finish it early because I'm going away. It's done. It's and there's a lot of giraffes.
Are there really?
Yeah. I didn't even know you liked giraffes.
You never asked.
And why do I want to know why you like giraffes?
I always wanted to be tall.
But they're not tall. They just have long necks. Would you like to be tall and have a neck that long?
I'd like to have a neck.
You have a neck. Not Everyone really. Has a neck.
I don't have a really long one. Anyway, the North County branch also has the same specials.
When you wear one of those rings that people in that African nation wear to elongate their necks.
I'm not that desperate. Looks uncomfortable.
Which is pretty comfortable.
Friday the 20th.
You get used to it.
Next Friday, Quiver Farms will be at the North County Branch Library from 9:30 to 11:30. And Brian Richards was there yesterday doing his magic tricks. So the theme for the Summer Reading Club this year is Libraries Rock. And there are all kinds of kids events at the headquarters of North County and South County Branch Library. Next Tuesday, there will be a Take and Make Craft. Wednesday, a STEAM workshop. Pokemon Trading a week later. There's Monday Crafternoons at North County. Pause to Read. Reading Buddies. Ukulele lessons for kids. Minecraft. Sonic Sounds. Acts of Kindness. There's Dancing Oobleck. Water Xylophones. Elastic Acoustics. And Seeing Sounds. So make sure you check out our kids page, hclibrary.us.
A lot going on this summer at the Hunterdon County Library, and we're on our way out, but remember the Adult Summer Reading Club as well, if you would like to...
Yeah, we're on our way out.
Join in on the fun. Just go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, and a link to all the information is there if you would like to join either kids or the Adult Summer Reading Clubs.
So thanks for listening. Remember, as the weather gets hotter, your library is always there for you. You can stop in, call, or go online.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
FBI agent Peter Strzok expressing regrets about having exchanged anti-Trump text messages with a former FBI lawyer during the 2016 presidential campaign. However, he's still getting an earful, especially from Republican lawmakers at a hearing on Capitol Hill.
Strzok promised to stop Trump from becoming president before the investigation even began. He talked longingly of Trump resigning 2 months after he was inaugurated. And well before the special counsel investigation even began. Strzok even talked about impeachment the day special counsel was appointed. That is prejudging guilt, prejudging punishment, and it is textbook bias.
That's Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy, but Strzok insisted his personal opinions have never affected his work during more than two decades at the FBI. And this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
FBI agent Peter Strzok expressing regrets about having exchanged anti-Trump text messages with a former FBI lawyer during the 2016 presidential campaign. However, he's still getting an earful, especially from Republican lawmakers at a hearing on Capitol Hill.
Strzok promised to stop Trump from becoming president before the investigation even began. He talked longingly of Trump resigning 2 months after he was inaugurated, and well before the special counsel investigation even began. Strzok even